Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Step up to the plate with MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game. Plus live minor league action and even game day 3D. The ultimate second screen experience. It's all here on MLB Plus for just $5.99 per month.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Joining me now is Rom Reddy. Welcome to the show.
How are you, Tara? Long time.
Yeah. And yes, I think it's been about a week. And you've made a lot of progress since then. I think you might have talked to everyone in the upstate. I know you've called me and my husband twice with your town halls that you're doing. And I listened to one last night that you were doing. And I got to say, I was impressed. You did a really good job. Your in-depth answers, all of that. I could tell the people that were on it with you were impressed too.
Well, Tara, you know, I'm just extremely concerned right now about the state of the race, and I'll tell you why. The race is now, if you look at any of the national polling, the major polling firms, it's split into two tiers. In the top tier, Wilson, Yvette, and myself, the next tier, Norman and Mace. My concern is the so-called outsider vote, even though, you know, I always said Norman's been there for 20 years, not an outsider, but he is taking the outsider vote. This splitting of the outsider vote could end up with two insiders, 15-year attorney Alan Wilson against, you know, the sitting LG who, and these people have destroyed the state, you know, like I've said multiple times, population up 10%. Spending up 130%. Nothing's changed. Education, roads, median family income. The state is a disaster, Tara, and we're fixing to now potentially create a situation where we set up one insider against another insider. So I'm just telling the people and your listeners, the only option right now in the tier one to break up this insider thing is me. Norman and Mace do not have a path to get to the runoff by any stretch of the imagination. So we are in not a great situation right now if we're not careful.
I want to ask you this. You are definitely an outsider. I've been in the state, you know, out on the coast doing radio here 15 years, right? So I hear all the names. I know all the players. I've never heard your name before. Until this.
No, I don't. I've never been in politics.
Okay.
Never,
yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. And I'm just curious, as I started thinking about a lot of this last night, Rom Reddy, why haven't I ever heard your name before connected to politics?
I have no idea. You know, I've been here. You know, I started my first business here in 1990. I bought the Exxon division in Somerville, South Carolina. I'd lost money 19 out of 21 years. And we built it into the second largest manufacturer in Dorchester County. Then I started one in 2008 in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Hood Packaging bought it. They just opened their third plant in Nexton. Then I moved the headquarters for my third business from Georgia to Daniel Island, South Carolina, 2014. We built it into the third largest artificial turf manufacturer in the nation, operating in all 50 states. But I stayed out of business. You know, I know you've talked about donations and stuff. My donation history is like Trump. I donated to whoever could help my businesses. You know, as you know, Trump donated to Schumer, Hillary, all these people. Anyone who can help me in business, it's pay to play, Tara. It is pay to play. You know that. I know that. In business, if you don't know that, you'll destroy your business. So I've never been in politics, never wanted to be in politics. And I'll be honest with you, if someone were running from the outside of the system that was not a politician like John Warren or one of those guys, I would have 100% backed them. I have no interest in this. You've seen how ugly it's become, vile personal attacks, splitting Americans against Americans. I've been in this country for 50 years, Sarah. You know, I built my families here. I immigrated here legally. I became an American citizen. I pledged allegiance to the Constitution. My foundation has spent decades fighting child trafficking, improving. I'm the American dream, really. And that's our heritage. You know, you go back to Alexander Hamilton, Einstein, the hundreds of thousands of people who are buried in Arlington Cemetery. All of these people are naturalized Americans. That's our heritage, you know?
Let me ask you about that, because I'm very interested in that. One of the things going on around you about you says he was, you know, born in India, grew up in the UK. What is your immigration history in terms of what year did you get here? What year did you become an American citizen? Could you clarify that?
I never grew up in the UK. I don't know where that came from. This is one more of this. I want to come to this thing, this ethics reform. We've got to stop these anonymous texts, which is where all this thing is coming from.
We've been talking about it all.
I immigrated here as a student in 1977, almost 50 years ago, 49 years ago. And, you know, I graduated from the Wharton Business School. I've been in the United States ever since. Well, I did a short stint in Italy, you know, which is the other half of my heritage. I was there for 2.5 years. You know, just before COVID, and mainly really for fun reasons. My younger daughter went to school there for a couple of years. She speaks fluent Italian now. And other than that, I've been here my entire life. So I don't know where all this came from. It's all this stuff floating around, and we're splitting Americans against Americans. You know, what do you think Hamilton's going to say? Einstein, Carnegie, Bill Steele, Melania Trump, Steve Hilton, who is now leading the Republican race in California. This is our heritage. And so why we're doing this, I will never split the country I love. I will never attack people and split the country I love. Now, I am very, very strong about illegal immigration. That's a whole different issue. I want people coming in through the front door, not just leaving the doors open, because I always say it's not that we don't love the people on the other side. It's not that we hate the people on the other side, but we love the people on the inside more. You leave the doors open, it means you don't love the people on the inside.
Let me ask you about this, because I didn't get to it in my last interview with you. Donald Trump has asked all the Republican governors to deputize their highway patrol, their sled, and to get bills through to deputize police officers as federal agents. That is not the 287B program. That is something completely different. Only Ron DeSantis has fully done it, but most governors have done a version of it, except this state. We've done none of it. Would you commit to deputizing our highway patrol, our sled, and getting that bill, or trying to get that bill through, to deputize police as federal agents so they can just pick up these illegals and take them straight to ICE like in Florida?
I wouldn't try to do it. I'll get it done. It doesn't make any sense not to. Look, in the Constitution, we gave the federal government, we, the states, gave the federal government the authority to protect our border. Without a border, we don't have a country. Now, if they ask you for help, why the heck wouldn't you help them? I mean, it defies logic, Tara. It defies logic in a supermajority state that we're sitting here. We could have passed a simple law requiring our sheriffs to cooperate with ICE. We haven't even done that. There is no leadership in this state. I will get this done as a high priority. Without a border, we don't have a country, and we can't do this. And I'm telling you, it's just like a home. You want people coming in through the front door that you know. You just don't want to throw the doors wide open. I'll ask you another question. Why did the auto pen Biden do all this? He did this to get votes. And my question is, in a supermajority state, why didn't we pass a simple legislative law that says when you go to register to vote, that you have to have proof of citizenship? We don't have that. We just have an affidavit. Come on, affidavit? Anyone will sign an affidavit. We need to have proof of citizenship. Don't intimidate me saying, oh, the poor people can't do that. It's $12 to get a birth certificate. If you don't want to get it, don't vote. I don't really care.
Well, Rome, ready?
Do not
this,
intimidate me.
And this gets to something. This is kind of my question for you. I want to ask you, like, how well do you? I know you've donated to some of them. How well do you know these politicians in Colombia? Do you have relationships with them or no?
Well, of course I did, because from a business standpoint, I had relations with everyone. But then when we passed the judicial reform bill, I got everyone together, the Freedom Caucus, the Main Caucus, the Family Caucus. These people don't even talk to each other. I got all 85 Republicans to vote in the House for my judicial reform bill. I got 27 out of 32 senators to support it. And I got one bad guy, Luke Rankin. He's an ex-Democrat turned Republican holding it up. Tara, we got to change the rules in the Senate. We cannot have these Senate committee people be on seniority. They have to serve for 2 years and get the heck out. You know, this type of power concentrated with people like Luke Rankin is destroying the state, and it's coming from the money. There's too much money. We've got to take out the dark money from the state. I'm the only guy that doesn't take any money. I will get it done in year one. I've already talked to the legislators. They have agreed that they will pass this reform for dark money in year one.
Rom, ready? Can you, we're at the end of the segment. Can you hang on and do a second segment?
I can do it till 9:28.
All right.
At 9:30, I've got another show.
Okay, so I'll get you out of here at 9:28. Coming up next.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 470?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Okay, Rom Ready is back for just a few moments ahead of the primary. The vote is tomorrow. Welcome back.
Thank you, Tara. And let me ask you, why don't we ban Lindsey Graham ads, by the way? I heard one on your show right now.
Well, we can't do that. FCC
I know,
rules.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, we have to take all the ads, so including yours. Yeah. So, and if you want to buy some more, you know, we welcome you to do that. But we also have to take all, you know, every candidate in the race if we take one. So that's what we do. But I want to ask you this question really quickly. You say you have worked with folks in our legislature. You do know some of them. If you're coming in as a true outsider and you're going to want to get done the stuff that you're saying, right, which would be awesome if you could get it done. These guys just voted to keep a Democrat congressional district with the Democrats. OK, how are you going to bend them to your will? How are you going to get them to do the things you're promising to do?
Well, here's the issue, though. By the way, they also named the highway Barack Obama Highway.
Yeah, I know.
Congratulations.
They're nuts.
So, but here's the issue. We first have to go back to fixing the system. The system means we need to reassert executive authority. This governor has line item veto power. He needs one third of the House or one third of the Senate to uphold it. He can't do it. So what that has to happen. He cannot sit in his office with a pocket kerchief. He needs to be in the districts telling people what the heck's going on over there. I will be in this guy Luke Rankin's district, Senator Luke Rankin, telling these people that this guy's a hoax. And so we've got to reassert executive authority. Second thing is, look what President Trump is doing. He is reasserting Article II powers over there, which is he's taking it to court. 80% of the time he's winning because the Constitution, Tara says, including the South Carolina Constitution, each branch must prevent encroachment from the other branch. But we don't do it. So we're going to go to these boards and commissions in the executive branch and say, you're fired. And they're going to say, you can't fire me as a part of the legislature. Say, you're fired. Take me to court. And we're going to have a super set of constitutional lawyers, unfortunately, from outside the state, because the lawyers in the state are corrupt. And let them challenge it. We will win. We will probably win at a higher percentage than even the president is winning because the executive branch here is non-existent. I think the King of England has more authority. So what they're doing is he's sitting back, which is unconstitutional, and we are violating the co-equal branches of government, which is a fundamental founding principle of this country, Tara. If we don't fix that, and we don't fix the money in this state, meaning the dark money, we cannot have PAC money coming in here where you do not know who's donating to the source donors to the PAC. This is now percolated all the way down to mayors and counties. If we don't fix these two things, everything else is not going to get fixed. When I buy a company, I look at two things, leadership and governance. This is a governance issue. We cannot govern like this. So, we can keep flailing away and talking about some incremental stuff, but we got to fix the system. I said, South Carolina is broken. It cannot be fixed. It needs to be rebooted. And if we don't do that, Tara, everything else, it's just all hogwash. These people don't know how to do it. My question is, all these politicians who are running against me, why didn't they fix it? Like you said earlier, why are we still don't have any laws that says you need to be a citizen to vote? Why don't we have something that says ICE has to the sheriffs have to cooperate with ICE? They cannot get anything done. Who the heck cares about Barack Obama in the state? Only Jimmy Carter, because saved him from being the worst president. I mean, this whole thing is broken, Tara. This is why I'm saying it's time for something different. We got to stop dividing ourselves, though, and we got to start coming together and say, our Republicans are going to come together. If we don't come together, we're going to hand this state to the Democrats. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Ron Reddy, I promise I'd get you out by 28. How can folks find out more about you and fund your campaign?
It is readyforgovernor.com. Please go there. But please remember, you are going to hand this to two insiders. There's only three people that can get into the runoff right now. Alan Wilson, Pam Avett, myself. If I'm not in there and you go vote, if you're on the fence and you vote for Norman or Mace, you're going to set up an insider versus insider. It'll be a disaster for the state. Don't do it. That's all I can say.
Ron Reddy.
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Folks, we're going to get into this coming up on the show. The bizarre situation of the FBI withholding 30,000 documents from Congress in the Butler assassination. They've been subpoenaed twice by Senator Ron Johnson, once under Biden and once under Trump. Still can't get them from the FBI, super duper secret for some reason. I don't know why. It's no ongoing investigation. The shooter's dead. Well, over the weekend, Judicial Watch announced they had gotten 48 pages. That's it. So heavily redacted, you could barely see what's in them. Why? I don't know, including a Butler County Sheriff's deputy who exchanged emails twice with would-be Trump assassin Thomas Crooks. He'd contacted her. He found her email on the website. Nothing weird about that. But what is weird is that a SWAT officer, according to the records, recovered a gray remote device with an antenna from Crooks' pocket. FBI wants that secret. Why? Why is most of the email exchange with the sheriff's deputy redacted? Can't get it. Super secret, super duper. Folks, look, the FBI told us this was just a kid. It's just a kid, and he's just, you know, out there, he's crazy, trained, and he just shot the president. Why can't Congress get this? It's bizarre. We're going to get into that some more in a moment. Joining me now is another member of the Freedom Caucus, Rob Harris. He represents Spartanburg District 36. And I got to tell you, I think that Democrats, liberal Republicans, the uniparty in this state is making a move to get rid of every last conservative in our legislature. And you guys are getting hit hard over the weekend. I had a feeling this would happen. Rob Harris joins us. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Tara. Thanks for letting me have a couple minutes. It's just like business as usual. From last time, they came after us real hard. We are the tip of the spear. The Freedom Caucus is the tip of the spear of conservative values in Colombia. And they came after us real hard last time, and it's the same thing this time. So I just wanted to assure my voters here in District 36 and across the upstate especially that, you know, if these candidates aren't part of the Freedom Caucus, they are part of the problem. So there's a lot of noise out there, lots of lies, lots of misrepresentation of facts. We can get into and some issues if you want to, but not to get into the weeds. You need to just know two things. One, if you're not part of the Freedom Caucus, you're not a Freedom Caucus candidate, then you're part of the problem. And secondly, you know, I've been blown up a lot about like voting against the establishment's policies, voting no on stuff. If Rob, I'll be so bold to say this to the listeners. If Rob Harris is voting no on a bill, you can bet there's something bad wrong with it. Okay. So we just need some clarity. There's a lot of things they pass. They're unconstitutional. They grow government. There's a whole bunch of reasons. When I'm voting no on something, there's a very good reason. We should all be concerned. I would want the listeners to know that.
Yeah, and two of these mailer groups in particular, Palmetto Truth Project and the so-called Conservative Grassroots Network, right. It's interesting what they're doing. They're sending out mailers against all you Freedom Caucus guys, but what they're doing is pretending they're on the right and that they're outraged because you guys are like Democrats, or you're voting with the Democrats. Some of the twist of these records is jaw-dropping, especially this accusation in some of these mailers that are going out that you guys voted to raise your pay when you guys were the ones who voted not to raise the pay. In fact, when that vote went down, I read all your names and said thank you on the air. And they're actually mailing people claiming you voted to raise your pay. I mean, it's outrageous what is going on. So I'm just afraid that, you know, sweet little ladies getting these mailers in their, you know, their mail, they'll think, oh, this is terrible. And they're going to vote to kick you guys out, not knowing they're getting fooled. They're getting tricked.
Well, that's why we're doing what we're doing. You do what you do. It's like we're trying to get the message out. Again, if you're not a Freedom Caucus candidate, you are part of the problem. And so, again, if the Freedom Caucus members, especially myself, I'm not going to speak for them, if I'm voting no on something, there is a very good reason we need to be concerned. And so I just want to leave that with voters. Don't worry about it. That's all noise. The signal is we are the tip of the spear, and we are the true conservatives in these races.
Rob Harris, where can people go and find out who is a Freedom Caucus member? Is there a list somewhere?
SC Freedom Caucus on social media. That the exact list I think is on there. I'm not sure, but the Freedom on social media, X and on Facebook, of course. Up in the upstate, it's the races we have to worry about: District 10, Thomas Beach; District 38, Josiah Magnuson; and mine, of course, District 36, Rob Harris. Those are the ones that most of your listeners really need to be concerned about.
And of course, Diane Mitchell and April Cromer as well.
Yes,
I've put all of those names in a Facebook post and also an X post. So you can go look if you can't get them all down, like, wait, who? Along with some of the mailers that are so outrageously fake. Like, it just knocks me over. I mean, I've never seen this before, Rob Harris. Like, it's political season, election season. People, you know, exaggerate. They'll say a bill stood for this, but it really meant this. But some of these are so bad in the texts as well that they take your voting record and then 180 lie about how you guys voted. I mean, just flat out didn't happen. It's crazy.
Yeah. And they, you know, this, they started this, the beginning of this last session, not this one, the last session, they started in January. It was unprecedented. It wasn't even campaign season. So that was the Palmetto Truth Project back then. But, you know, yeah, they just don't stop because we threaten their way of life down there. That's why.
Rob Harris, where can folks connect with you, find out more about you and your campaign?
Harris for SC on all social media, Harris for SC and harrisforsc.com.
Okay, best of luck to you guys. I hope none of you are knocked out because you've all done an amazing and wonderful job up there, and I just really appreciate what you do.
And we appreciate WRD for sounding the alarm when needed. I appreciate y'all.
Absolutely. Okay, and again, thank you for joining us this morning. If you want to see some of the fake mailers that are going out, a list of the groups to absolutely not believe a thing that they say when they mail you stuff, go check out my X feed. And all the names of the people that are kind of being maligned. It's fascinating what they're doing. Folks, I think they're making a large-scale move in this state. You really see it, the David Pascoe race and the AG race, where Democrats are like, you know, and I don't blame them. Mom, look, there's no good source of information in this state aside from this channel. I mean, that's it. Maybe this, us and Fitz News. Out on the coast, they're talk radio. I mean, they're nice people, but they're useless for this kind of thing. Maybe if you're a Fitz News reader, you're going to figure out who's who and what's what. But they're counting on the Democrats. Liberals are counting on that you don't know who's who and what's what. And, I mean, they are running David Pascoe in this state. He is a total Democrat. I mean, endorsed Joe Biden, campaigned for him, went door to door for Barack Obama. That's how long he's been a Democrat. And they're like, well, you know, let's just put a bunch of liberal law firm money behind him and see if we could, you know, fool him in the Republican primary into thinking Pascoe's a Republican. Look, I don't blame him. They may get away that he's got more money and more ads than anybody. And I'm telling you, folks, you watch. I know what they're doing. The attorney general is the stepping stone to governor and to the Senate. And Pascoe's going to he's going to win. He goes right in there. I'll tell you exactly what he's going to do. He's going to go right in there and he's going to act. He is going to be the most conservative AG you've ever seen. And you are going to love that guy. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to turn around and run for governor of the Senate. You're going to elect a Democrat. This is exactly what he's going to do. Here's Pascoe just in 2020. He's now running as a Republican for Attorney General, endorsing Joe Biden.
12 years has gone by, and Joe Biden doesn't have to ask for my endorsement. He's got it. I told him if there was ever somebody I was going to endorse, it would be him, and it is him 12 years later. And he'll probably still be the only one I endorse, especially after this weekend. I've gone door to door for two candidates in my life other than me. One was in 1998 with Todd Rutherford. The other one was this weekend in Iowa, where it was minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit for Joe Biden.
Yeah, it turns out he also knocked doors for Obama, too. So recent news articles just resurfaced. So that's how long he's been a Democrat, folks. He is still a Democrat. But this is, you're seeing the same thing with them trying to knock off the Freedom Caucus. They're just counting on you have no source of real news. And so they're going to pretend to be right wingers. And they're going to see if they could trick you into electing as many of them as possible. Either Democrats posing as Republicans or liberal Republicans. So this is what the Democrats are doing. And then watch what they'll do next. This is exactly how it went in Colorado. It's what they do in California. Once they get Democrats into these Republican positions, they run as Republicans, guess what? They'll loosen up the election laws. Oh, yeah. That ballot harvesting, sky's the limit. And then before you know it, a red state starts to turn purple. It's what happened in Colorado. They're doing it here. They're using Lindsey Graham's machine that has to keep the primary's open so Democrats can vote so Lindsey will get elected. He depends on the Democrats. And they're exploiting all of it and hoping that you will fall for these mailers. Again, if it comes from the Palmetto Truth Project, the hilariously named Truth Project, Palmetto Truth Project, what a joke, or the so-called conservative grassroots network, throw it in the trash. No, better yet, look at who they're trashing and then vote for that person. Because if they're trashing them, it's because they're conservative. Folks, the big story of the day, and once we get past the state election, we're going to have more time to talk about it. We just learned over the weekend, pretty much everything you've been told about H-1B visas was fake. And the lobbyists behind this are so good at what they do, they actually have you guys repeating their talking points. Well, Americans aren't smart. Well, Americans don't do science. Well, Americans can't do math. Americans are lazy. We need to bring H-1Bs over. Well, it turns out that up to 90% of the degrees they have, fake. Let that sink in. Including doctors and nurses and engineers. Yeah, they sell them out of mills. So guess we really didn't need them for that reason, did we? This is a massive, massive scandal. Fox News broke some of it over the weekend, the rest broken by Newsweek. And the numbers are, I mean, it's just, it's absolutely shocking. More than, this is the Indian government now admitting more than a million degrees still in circulation are fake. You got a doctor with a degree from India? Might want to get another doctor. I'm serious. Nurse practitioner degree from India? Get another nurse practitioner. There's no way to know if it's real. This is an absolute crisis, folks. Engineer work for you with a degree from India? No way to know if it's real. They were selling them for as little as $1,400. And then there's this other thing where they are actually having them go to school, but training them on the field they're going to pretend to be in. In other words, here's key language, here's key terms, here's that. Yes. And then others who had 30 and 40% pass rates for these degrees. This is what we're importing. And what's so terrifying is it comes with a pathway to citizenship. Now, why would you import a bunch of fake doctors, fake nurses? Now, I'm not saying they're all fake. Some of them may legitimately have degrees. Why would you do that? Very simple reason. Say there's 100,000 engineering positions in America. And we have 100,000 engineers in America, or 105,000, something like that. The lobbyists at the top level, what they pay them to do is go lobby Congress to bring in 20,000 more engineers on these visas, the H-1Bs, most from India, some from China. Why? Why would you do that if you have plenty of engineers in America? And we do. We have plenty. Better educated, too. Because when you have 20,000 extra people competing for jobs, guess what it does? It busts down the wages. It's institutionalized theft at the highest levels. How many of these are we talking about? This is astonishing. 100... Just in the so far in this investigation, it's still rolling in India. 100,000 totally fake. This is just what they busted right now, degrees. And they're saying overall since 2015, they think a million are in circulation. But they're not done yet. They're still investigating other companies. Folks, what have we done? Because think about this for a minute. Again, you get a green card on the back end of this after you work to 7 years. They're indentured servants is basically what they are. So we're giving citizenship or a pathway to citizenship to people who committed fraud to get here, to take Americans' jobs. That it turns out Americans were much more qualified to have. Holy cow, folks. This is just the beginning of this. This is going to get big.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.